And what he's saying, I'm bringing forth this person, of this ruler. You have to stay with me now so you can get it. That the body that he takes on will be a body that walks in absolutely authority and in dominion over everything. Are you following me so far? I'm going to break it down to you. That he will walk, operate in dominion. Nothing in existence will rule over the body. This body. All right? So let's go on. He said, kingdom, people, nations, language should serve him. His dominion, now listen to it now. His dominion is what? What kind of dominion? An everlasting dominion, which shall not do what? Pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. Now, we have had kings and kingdoms on this earth. David was a king. Saul was a king. We can go on. Israel had many kings. And some nations, some countries have kings now. But we have what we call president. We change every 4 years, right? And some of them that used to be president, they have passed away. They're not here anymore. But this kingdom, this dominion that is established, he's seeing into the realm of the spirit, shall be established, which is already established now for us. We're in it. He's telling us when you become a part of this dominion, this kingdom, it will never be destroyed. It will never pass away, and it will rule and reign forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so it went on to say, let me make this statement. Listen to this statement. It was a man that gave up this dominion to a fallen angel. I want you to hear it now. Who was it? It was a man. Who was it? The first man. What did the scripture say? The first man, Adam, was made a living being. He was given dominion over this earth, this whole entire earth. He was to rule this earth and take dominion and rule it. But he received the dominion that God gave him. Then he turned around and took that dominion and gave it away. Did y'all hear what I said? He gave it away. And the scripture says, can y'all follow me now? The scripture says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. This world of wickedness is not God. Are you following me? So when we talk about the earth, what's happening? This earth one day, and I'm just going to make mention of this, and this earth one day will be restored back to its original intent. What do you mean? That means all the evil, all the wickedness, all the ungodliness, all the contamination, everything you can think of that have contaminated this earth will be removed, and we shall reign on this earth. God, I'm not going to throw this earth away. That's why he said, I saw a new heaven. Ooh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So it was a man that gave up this dominion to a fallen angel, evil spirit, who is now Satan. It had to be a man that would take it back. A man messed it up, and a man is the one that came and took it back. Hebrews chapter 2. Are you there? Getting there. Verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For as much then as children are what? Partakers of flesh and blood. For as much then as children are what? Partakers of flesh and blood. He also himself likewise did what? Took part of the same. That means God, now listen to this, that means God wrapped himself in flesh. God became a human being. God, Jesus, who is God, Christ, who is God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Right? Became a man just like us. He came to this earth and walked and talked and communicated with mankind. He ate, he slept, he prayed, he did everything that men would do. Right? So God became a man. What was the reason? Here we go. Now listen to the reason now. Why did he become a man? He said that through death, that he might do what? That he might destroy him that had the power of death. That through death, Jesus for 3 days became a fallen man. Y'all didn't get that. I'm gonna say it again. Jesus, for 3 days, he became a fallen man. He was separated from God. And he went through that. For what reason? That he might go into death and destroy the power of death. Hallelujah. And he took, and in dying, he took everything death could deal out. Everything that death could do, he took it into that place. Notice he didn't leave it in the earth. Y'all looking at me? He took it into that place called hell. If you don't believe it, I can go there and read it in the second chapter of the book of Acts. Having loosed the pain of death. Because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. Am I right? So he took death. Everything that death, before it, you know, before sin finished, sin runs its course, and the end of sin is death. So everything that sin could produce, everything that sin brought forth, and maybe a better way of saying it, everything that sin brought forth, every kind of sickness, every kind of disease, every kind of evil, every kind of pain, everything that has to do with wickedness, corruption, destruction, violence, you name it, everything sin produced, he took that on himself. For God laid on him, what? The iniquity of us all.